Live from Chicago, here's the Black Knight of Talk Radio, James Arthur Yancic.
All right, we are back and we are live. We're talking, we will be talking with Terrell, who is, will be on the line. Let me get this set up. Welcome, come on out here, Terrell. Let's have a chat about who you are, where you've come from, and then we'll get into the Planet X. And so I welcome you to the show.
Okay. You want to know something about me, about this character, this Terrell guy? Yeah, my name is actually Terrell, is the way that my mom said it, whenever she named me that. But I'm more of a Bible scholar. That was my life's work. And if you go to terrellothree.com, you can read my book, The Mystery Explained. It's down in the bottom column there. Did that for decades, then got into 9/11 research. After that book was written and wrote the 9/11 Truth Exposing the Cheney Rumsfeld Black Operation. You can get that book PDF for free at my website, too. And now we're working on Project Black Star. In 2010, December 10th, then the Elanin Comet was discovered. And I had just finished the 9/11 investigation. And the keywording for the documentation on Elanin, that's 9/11 backwards. Perihelion date was 9/11, 10 years to the day after the 9/11 attacks. And that lured me in. The keywording, that's what I do in scripture, in the 9/11 documentation, and in this documentation is very good keyword analysis, word usage, words that are omitted, deleted, and things like that. So that I saw a pattern there. Lettered agencies' fingerprints are all over the Elanin PSYOP, which is what it turned out to be. And same thing with the ISON PSYOP. That's a lettered agency operation. And what they're doing is desensitizing the public using, that's what the Planet X movement is, in my opinion, is very much like the 9/11 movement. It's a lot of lettered agencies crisscrossing and controlling the narrative, making sure nobody, Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld, going to get away with it, basically. That's, if you read my book, I heard previously the guy speaking about the House of Rothschild. You're not going to catch up with those guys. The eugenics, the lady he was talking about before that, Rothschild, Gates, Rockefeller eugenics, that's chemtrailing, nanotechnologies, and you're not going to stop that either. These people own our government, just like the last fellow was saying. So I got caught up in this. This is now I'm starting my sixth year in tracking the Black Star. It is the invisible collapsed binary twin to our sun. It comes to the inner solar system about every 3,658 years. It's been characterized as Nibiru and Hercolobus, Destroyer, and different things. But it's taken quite a bit of time to understand, to wrap my head around the science of what's going on. And my feeling is that this Project Black Star investigation is the best science-based investigation anywhere. And we know exactly where it is in the Libra constellation. We've been tracking it all the way from Leo through Virgo and now Libra. And we're tracking it through the Earth changes. We have our own resident astronomers, own observatory, infrared equipment. We know exactly where it is, and we know that we cannot observe it. We know that we cannot see it, but we have figured out a lot of things in the tracking the Earth changes, the seismic pattern, the magnetic pole migration pattern, and they are moving together, and they're both pointing right now at the Black Stars in the Libra constellation.
That's good. That's a good overview. I appreciate that. What I kind of want to do is go through things. First off, you're saying that it's not Planet X that is the, it's the way it's being portrayed in the various medias, that's the scam per se, meaning
absolutely,
I mean, meaning there is a body out there that does come in on some routine, some kind of rotational routine, and causes havoc. I mean, that's something that we all can agree on, I would say. The question that I would have is, I've had firstly, everybody who's uttered the word Planet X, even Dark Stars and Vulcan and whatnot. And I started off by saying that when I grew up in school, it was a common assumption that we had a dark twin. I mean, it was not a big thing. It was just kind of, most of the suns out there are binaries. It's reasonable to assume ours is. There is some orbit problems out with the outer star, outer planets. That would be, you know, it was kind of a thing. And then it disappeared. And then there was nothing. There was no binary, and this was all baloney. And now with the Planet X group that came out early 2000, it's back. It's back, meaning that it's now a conspiracy theory rather than standard science, let's say. I mean, meaning there is a body out there that does come in on some routine, some kind of rotational routine, and causes havoc. I mean, that's something that we all can agree on. I would
say.
The question that I would have is, I've had, firstly, everybody who's uttered the word Planet X, even Dark Stars and Vulcan and whatnot, and I started off by saying that when I grew up in school, it was a common assumption that we had a dark twin. I mean, it was not a big thing. It was just kind of, most of the suns out there are binaries. It's reasonable to assume ours is. There is some orbit problems out with the outer star, outer planets. That would be, you know, it was kind of a thing. And then it disappeared. And then there was nothing. There was no binary, and this was all baloney.
But the thing that is exciting for me in my research lately, I discovered a binary star repulsion, which is electromagnetic fields. And as this black star is coming in to reach perihelion with our sun, perihelion being the nearest point where it's supposed to be going maximum velocity, this star is behaving, well, kind of in an opposite way. It is actually slowing down as it's coming into orbit because of the magnetic effect. It's very, very small, has a lot of mass, has gigantic magnetic polarity. The black star sits inside of a very, very deep gravity well, and it is surrounded by an event horizon like a black hole. And it has the relationship with the sun so that it has opposite polarity of our sun. So as it's coming in, it's like trying to push two magnets together the wrong way. You're getting that repulsion. Gravitationally, this thing is trying to fall around the sun just like everything else, like the Earth, like Jupiter and everything else. But as and why it's on the far end of its orbit, that's the way it's behaving. But as it gets close to the sun, something happens. These two stars are connected through a magnetic portal connection. If you don't know what that is, go to my website. I've got a 15-minute video on it and all kind of links to NASA papers. The Earth is connected to the sun through a magnetic portal connection. It's just like Jupiter and just like Saturn. It's like an umbilical cord that goes from the sun to the Earth. It connects and disconnects on 8-minute cycles. It conducts massive, massive amounts of subatomic particles through the internal conduits. There are active conduits on the very center, and there are passive conduits on the outside that provide insulation until the stars get very, very close together. Because at each disconnection, with nearing proximity, then there's a transition in the active conduits, and the passive conduits, and they're switching over to active state. So the reason, for example, that our sun is going to sleep is because the influence of this dark star that's siphoning electromagnetism from the sun. So it's supposed to be a solar maximum, and the sun's going to sleep, but all the planets are heating up. The entire solar system's heating up. 2015's the hottest year on record, right behind 2014. We're getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And the reason is because of redirected solar electromagnetism coming through a secondary matrix. It's a secondary magnetic portal connection matrix that's centered on the hub of this black star that's coming in here. So it's based on near proximity. Proximity has a lot to do with everything, and that's what is causing the seismic pattern that's being created here. So as we're going around the sun, we're going towards the black star sometimes, and then we come around in orbit, and then it's moving towards us, and then we go behind the sun relative to it. That's causing two Earth change uptick periods per year and two lull periods per year. And I'm able to tell you which week of the year, far in advance, that we're going to have the least number of our 2.5 to 4 magnitude earthquakes for that reason. And the weeks that we're going to have the most seismicity. That's been shifting from March to September in 2011 when you had Fukushima, around to April, and now we're getting into May. May and November were the active times this year Recently, we just had 5-7 magnitude earthquakes in a 4-week period. That hasn't happened in the last 5 years. But that's happening now. Even when we pass behind the sun, we're going to pass between the star, between the sun and the black star again. This time it's going to happen on May the 7th of this year. Pretty firm on that date.
That's between it, so we'll be between them or not, or behind the sun?
No. Whenever we had the Peruvian quakes, the 27.7, 600 kilometers deep, that's when we passed behind the sun relative to the black star late November. Now we're going to outside orbit position the first week of February, and that's whenever we're going to have the lowest amount of seismic activity. And then we're going to be between the two stars on May the 7th, okay, coming up. Lots of seismicity. We're going to have the solar flares, X-class solar flares connected to these near-side alignment quake events, which I've been predicting. Fukushima was predicted within 4 days. Guerrero the next year was predicted within 2 days. This recent quake was the 7.8, the Nepal quake, if you guys remember that. We were right between the two stars when that happened. And then we had the X-class flares right after that.